Matthew chapter 1, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac fathered Jacob, and Jacob fathered Judah and his brothers. And Judah fathered Phares and Zerah of Tamar, and Phares fathered Esrom, and Esrom fathered Aram. And Aram fathered Amminadab, and Amminadab fathered Nahson, and Nahson fathered Salmon, and Salmon fathered Boaz of Rachel, and Boaz fathered Obed of Ruth, and Obed fathered Jesse, and Jesse fathered David the king, and David the king fathered Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah, and Solomon fathered Rehoboam, and Rehoboam fathered Abijah, and Abijah fathered Asa, and Asa fathered Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat fathered Joram, and Joram fathered Uzzias, and Uzzias fathered Jotham, and Jotham fathered Achaz, and Achaz fathered Hezekiah, and Hezekiah fathered Manasseh, and Manasseh fathered Ammon, and Ammon fathered Josiah, and Josiah fathered Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah fathered Salathiel, and Salathiel fathered Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel fathered Abiud, and Abiud fathered Eliakim. And Eliakim fathered Azor, and Azor fathered Zadok, and Zadok fathered Achim, and Achim fathered Eliud, and Eliud fathered Eleazar. Eleazar fathered Mathan, and Mathan fathered Jacob, and Jacob fathered Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So, all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ came about in this way. When his mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was of a mind to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, look, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take unto yourself Mary for your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Look, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is, God with us. Then Joseph, being roused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord told him, and took Mary for his wife, and had no relations with her until she brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus.